Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Mick Goody's joining us now in our OB van, normally saying good morning on another track, but I tell you something, good morning to you about Eagle Farm, Mick.
Yeah, no, it's a change, isn't it?
Time goes on. You've been here doing work now for the Brisbane Racing Club for a few months now.
Nearly 15 months.
Yeah, I was going to say it was over a year.
Time goes quick.
Well, this is the big, you know, I just said to Peter Tighe before, a big group one at Eagle Farm, I guess, is what the industry's been waiting for.
Yeah, no doubt about that. There's a lot of stakeholders in Queensland that deserve this day, and I think it's just a progression to the future.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how many meetings you've had in the last few months. Four or five? Nine. Has there been that many?
Yeah, nine since December. This is 10 tomorrow.
Okay, gee, that's a few more than what I thought. Yeah. It seems to have coped really well.
Yeah, it has. We've hardly had to do any repair work to it, as in holes, because they don't divot it. It's just purely a big mat of grass sitting on top of a firm profile.
Okay. So the gallops were here Tuesday, and they're on the second half towards the grandstand side.
Yeah, they were out 15 to 19 metres. The rail's back in the true, so there's plenty of ground.
Right.
Big fields, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like to see that.
Just on that, Mick, because you're formerly based in Victoria.
Yeah. What's Flemington, it was.
Or Flemington, yeah. Flemington. When we watch Brisbane racing, it looks quicker. It looks the pace is more genuine. Do you, just watching it more regularly now, am I right thinking that?
Well, I think because we've raced a lot at Doomben for the last 5 years, the pace is in the race, because you've got to be somewhere near the front at the top of the straight, whereas here is a bit different. I think I'd like to see it quicker here, because this is a quick track.
Yeah,
and I reckon they'll run high 21s, low 20 in the Stradbroke if the track's firm.
Yeah,
you know, good fall.
Yeah. So that tells us, so the jockeys are used to riding here at Eagle Farm. They've just had to gain confidence in what the old Eagle Farm and now the new is giving them.
Well, a lot of the young bucks here, you know, and they're very good riders in their own right, but they've never rode here.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Like it's had 17 meetings in 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, if it happened in New South Wales or Victoria, people would be in jail.
Yeah.
Be locked up.
Just how long the wait was. All right, so we got, as I said at the start, we got beautiful clear skies. So what have you done, given that this track is in some way similar to Flemington?
Very similar. Quick draining track. Couch grass I've never dealt with before.
Yeah.
So that was a bit of a learning curve early.
Yep.
And I don't think you ever stop learning. If you stop learning, you might as well retire.
Yeah.
But we put 5 mil on last night. That's 20 mil for the week. We've had 2 mil of rain as well. Rail's true. Do a stick after this and then we'll assess what we do.
You might do a little bit tonight.
Might. Like there's gonna be a heavy dew again, so
Okay.
I'd rather it firmer than softer.
Yeah,
it won't get soft anyway.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's really got a. What we've learned is it, the only way, like Flemington, that it gets impacted is if it rains through the meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that'll always be the case. I think 95% of this track's life, it'll race good four to good three.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're good four at the moment. Plenty of room with the rail in the
true.
And what are you going to do, like, for the Stratty? What are you going to do there? You're going to wait and see?
Yeah, I'll have a look after second last. Then we'll do some work on Sunday and give it a week and then make a decision. But as you know what I'm like, I'll probably have my decision made after second last tomorrow.
You like going early?
Well,
gives you a better feel. You're confident about it all?
Well, you got to back yourself in, don't you?
Yeah. No, you do.
Sometimes you get it wrong, but you know, then they line up, give you a good kicking.
They do. You still get that up here, do you?
No, I've been on a good roll here.
So we're looking forward to it. I will say, just being here for a couple of hours this morning, I don't know how many staff are here. Trucks are just lobbing in with everything.
Well, it's very tight, isn't it? Like everything's in a small area, so the congestion's big.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how it copes with the crowd tomorrow
and straight
as to go forward to the straight break.
Yeah. No, because virtually where we are, we're right adjacent to the
railway line.
The railway line and the parade area
And traffic coming in and out will be...
Yeah, it'll be busy. Certainly busy this morning. All right, Mick, good luck, mate. We'll let you get out there and have a look at it. But the track's in A1 order. Good four at the moment in the rail through. And it'll be just great to see the Kingsford Smith tomorrow with the other good races.
Thanks, Andrew.